Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah Z. What's up?
What's up? What's going on? What's new?
I am just enjoying my bed, and that's pretty much my life. Like, I was like, I've fallen, I can't get up out of bed. I was... So, after the hiking...
Yes.
Which I am now referring to as my pre-training for Special Forces, after all of that, and like, you know... the sleeping situation there. I was staying somewhere where there was a twin bed, but it's like a soft, like the Wayfair Tempur-Pedic kind of thing. So it's not like super firm or anything. Soft, but it was placed on an, what do you call it, futon thing?
Oh, uh-huh.
For like the bed frame, but the mattress was like 2 feet longer. So the top part where you would lay your head...
Dipped off,
and so did my head. So I'm kind of sleeping upside down, and then the legs, and then over the sides, it was wider than the frame as well. So anytime I would turn over, I would slide off the bed like the slide on Below Deck, pretty much.
No, no.
So, whoosh, I'd like tumble down. It was a real treat, and I was just happy to have my bed back.
I mean, I feel like when people are like, you know, like, what's your, like, the most important thing to you? Like, what's that you're, you know, is it like freedom to do what you want or this or that? Like, my number one thing is my bed. Like, I need my bed, and it's my favorite place to be, truly.
Truly, 100%.
Yes.
And I've been making Peter very proud because, you know, like camping, I was up and about at 6 a.m. Everyone else was sleeping. And I'm like, what can I do? I'm like, I don't even know who I am right now. And that's how uncomfortable my sleeping situations have been, that I've been up at 6 a.m. And so I'm hoping to get back to my 14 to 18 hours now that I'm home for 2 days, and then I leave again.
Yeah.
The other thing too is when you don't have your bed again, like if you don't have a headboard or it's not against a wall, the pillows tend to just slide off.
Yeah.
They don't stay in place. And this was, you know, it's same thing in the tent. So I had that happening in the tent. I'm like, I need like a thicker, like a Tempur-Pedic pillow to like stay in place, like not slide all over the place. And yeah, so there's that issue because there's nothing to hold it in place.
Right.
Either
that makes
on
sense.
On the tent or the upside down bed. So that was a real...
Well, that's a great tip. I will bring a heavy pillow when I go camping in our tent. Good idea.
Yeah. A firm one to use as like a base.
Yes, yes.
Or even if you have one of those those chair things, you know?
Yeah,
you
I don't have the kids always want that, and I always tell them no.
It's really handy for like reading or eating or
yeah. Gosh, you know what? I probably would really love it.
Yeah. Well, they have some with like built-in massagers and drink holders, but you can just get the basic stuff.
Yeah. No, they have them. I see them at TJ Maxx all the time. They're really cute.
Yeah. So that's it. I have now watched Love Island. Have you?
I have.
Oh, you have? How? Mm-hmm. See, have you watched it ever before?
No.
I never have either, and I just don't know if I could... I just feel like I'd be swimming in 5 days a week of episodes. Is it... Or I'd be in heaven being able to binge. What do you... Are you going to watch every day?
It's very cringy for me. I don't know. I mean, like, it's so entertaining seeing Ariana, though, so, like, I'm invested. And I had no idea... Is it always like this? Like, the fact that they opened with a effing song? Like, I was dying.
What? Like yeah, a like, dance number?
Yes.
Like Glee?
Yes.
What?
No. Yes, they literally like lip sang and like did a little ditty.
Oh, no wonder Julia was like, do not watch this stupid show. It's so stupid. And I'm like, I just thought it was like, Bachelor in Paradise.
No, I got up like super early the day after it came out. I couldn't sleep. I was up at like 4 a.m. and I'm like, F it, I'm gonna watch this. And I literally had to pause it after the first little segment because, and I like got Ronnie up. I'm like, you have to come watch this freaking dance number. Like it was, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is, the entertainment value was wild.
Oh, wow. Well, now I'm curious. So it has, I guess it's on Peacock, so that's easy. But my DVR for some reason has it recording tonight after Summer House or something. I'm like, all right, I'll watch, because I do want to see her. She looked killer in that gold dress. I want to see her and get the vibe. And I need to see this dance number.
Well, it's so like fame. You know what? I'm kind of hyping it up more than it is. They're like lip syncing, but there's like full on, like it's choreographed. There's like people in the back, like trolling umbrellas. Like they're on the pier, like doing like this arm, that arm, fan it out. Like it.
It's like a choreographed number. It's not like, you know, in Bachelor in Paradise, they do their little skit things at the beginning.
Yes.
It's not like that. It's more of a choreographed.
It reminded me of like, kind of like when they're introducing Dancing with the Stars, you know, it's like, da, 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 da. Like it was, I had no idea. And it was so corny and cringy that Ronnie and Chad were both, like their mouths were open. We were dying.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
But I was like, I mean, Ariana's doing the damn thing. Like, wow.
Yeah. Wonder how much that pays. Wonder what's going to come after Love Island. Because isn't it only a couple weeks? And then she's got Chicago. And then what's after that? Like an Applebee's commercial? Or?
That's kind of, like, it's nice that, like, she's getting these jobs, you know, and it's like, bam. Bam. It's like, so it's like, it just either it will keep rolling or it won't. You know, it's like, it's wham, bam, done. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I think it's really going to determine, and we'll talk about some of this at our show and predictions, but I think it might also help determine if she's going to come back or not going to come back, you know? But if everything dries up and then she's like, oh shit, I really need that paycheck.
Yeah, well, I think also, yeah, it depends on if the opportunities keep coming, too. I'm sure, like, I would be scared to pull out and say, I'm not going to do it. Like, obviously, you want to keep that, your base, your fan base, and, you know, where you got start, all of that. Like, I don't know. I would be hesitant to let that go. But also, she's so busy, she could let it go, so.
Yeah. All right, I saw it. They said Alex Baskin, he's putting out a new show with Denise Richards, but it's like a docu-show about her life. And if it's anything like the first one she did like 15 years ago, I'm in. Because that show was hysterical. But I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that.
Featuring her husband. So that could go one way or the other. Mm. Did you see Alex also hired Netflix's reality executive as his new CEO?
Yeah.
He's earning some money.
Yeah.
This new production company. What do you think of him kind of correcting Sheena Shea's take on what happened?
I love it. I love how messy everyone's being. I think it's very telling that people who are like spiraling out of control kind of talking about how, you know, oh, like, this is really what happened. You know, there's certain people that you're kind of hearing that. And then there's certain people that you aren't hearing that from, like Ariana and Katie, they're staying really quiet. So, you know, James too, but Lala and Sheena are both kind of still wilding out.
Raquel addressed it on her last podcast. She said that she remembers Sandoval telling her publicist, she said, last summer I had already blocked his number and I ignored his emails, but he kept reaching out to my publicist and trying to like talk to me that way. And she said that there was a come to Jesus meeting with production, but it was more about production telling the cast, look, officially Raquel is not going to return. So we need everyone to move on from Scandoval and just go find new things in your lives to show and to talk about. And that's what the meeting message was.
I mean, that makes complete sense because I imagine that they thought that the show was going to go in one direction where they were going to kind of have to wrap that up, the Tom, the Sandoval, and the Raquel of it all. Without her coming back, they really had to do an about face. And yeah, like you said, stop it in its tracks, and everyone needed to tidy up the ends of that and move on and like have other stuff going on, because otherwise we are where we are.
And it didn't really seem like they could figure out what that might be. Maybe that's when Lala came up with, I'll have a water party and I'll have a baby daddy picking party. And then Sheena couldn't really come up with anything, so she kind of went this route. I don't know.
And to be fair, like if I was producer Jerry, Natalie, I don't know. I would have definitely wanted to tell the story of Raquel and Sandoval. That would have been so interesting for the audience and the cast to like heal from, like in real time. So to have that end, gosh, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done either. Yeah,
I should do like fan fiction scenarios where what would the season have been like had Raquel come back but was not with Sandoval?
Mm-hmm.
And then what would the season have been like if Raquel came back but was still with Sandoval? Like she never cut him off and they were together as a couple. That would have been horrifying for Ariana.
I feel like another angle that had they been more prepared that would have possibly worked really well for to highlight like everything that was truly going on would be to have Sandoval not come back in the beginning and have him get treatment as well. You know, go somewhere, get some help, and then send in Sheena and Lala to go visit him, start bridging the gap there. You know what I mean? Like more of a, I don't know, like they something went wrong in the beginning of the season for me.
He did get treatment. What are you talking about? He went to Canyon Ranch Spa in Arizona.
Well,
I plan to be this weekend. Not in Arizona. No. I think that would have been interesting too.
It would have been cool to see like a road back for, like, I think that the viewers may have been more on the road with him and maybe even hoping for a comeback. And really showing like what this did to both of them by the choices that Raquel and Sandoval made. Like, this is how he has to come back into the group if he even can. You know, it's like it was too automatic and too forced and too weird.
Holly, he had his therapy. Music is his therapy. Performing is his therapy.
Ugh.
Well, it's going to be interesting on some of these timelines and things we're talking about when we cover Billie Lee's rebuttal today.
Mm-hmm.
In a minute. Let's finish up a couple of things that also have come out. Andy said the next BravoCon might not be in Las Vegas. Like, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. No, I will not accept that as an answer. It better be. It's just, they could have more BravoLebs there because it's more economical. They can have more attendees. It's
what about somewhere else, like not New York?
Well, it could be like Orlando.
Or like Chicago or, you know, something like that.
Well, and see, this is my beef too. So they're putting out these things that they said they were going to do, like these mini experiences, right? So we have this announcement, Rosé and Diamonds experience. That's coming, and you can go, I don't know, experience like whatever it's like to be a Bravo celebrity. And coming to New York and Los Angeles soon. So we signed up for the wait list, right, to get the news on that. Why are you doing this in New York and Los Angeles, which are the two most likely cities in which you can actually see a Bravo celebrity? Why don't you be fair to people that don't have access and do it in Chicago or Dallas or somewhere in Florida or Seattle, like Kansas? You don't do it in New York and Los Angeles when people can see these people anytime they want. It's so easy.
Yeah.
I just think it's...
Maybe they think people will plan like a trip if it's something extra special, but that's true. You really could have, like, an amazing time just coming out here, for sure.
Well, look at all the people that went to the... that are still going to that motel that Sonia and Luann did. Like, there's no reason to, but people, they've been sold out for a year. Look at the people, the places Tom Sandoval goes and sells out shows. It's because nothing else is touring through there. And, you know, it's their one access. It's like, yeah, they may not be a fan, but, you know, it's kind of exciting. There's a little touch of it there. I don't know. It just seems...
Yeah, it seems a little redundant.
It seems like if you cared about the viewer base and the fan base, you'd be a little more considerate of their, I don't know, proximities and things. And also, Los Angeles and New York City are very expensive places to travel to. So, yeah, it's not, you know, like people can just come to one or the other. It's like, yeah, well, it's a lot cheaper for someone in Kansas to go to Dallas or Chicago than it is L.A. or New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're just out of touch.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. They were nominated. VPR was nominated for an Emmy again.
It's like not, it's not that exciting anymore.
Yeah, it's really not. Jackson, Brittany. People are like, what is going on with them? Well, they were on their podcast last week. They're like, she's like, well, this week we're getting along right now. That's why we're doing the podcast together. I was mad at him last week. This week we're getting along, so it's fine. And, like, we saw, you know, the night I was there, it appeared like Brittany went home and stayed at the house because Jax took a picture with her and Cruz in bed. He's like, guess who Brittany's really been sleeping with for 4 months, implying, like, himself.
Yeah.
So then they went to Universal together, and I think they're seen doing something else together. It's like, they said they're just doing it their way. I don't think there's a prescription for... I think it's great if they can get along and still do family things. Like, that's awesome for Cruz.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone's always got something to say.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers to Rachel O'Brien. Rachel O'Brien, No'Brien. She was in, like, a terrible wreck. Looked terrifying.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah. So... hopefully she's okay, but like she said, paralysis was still on the table, like as a possibility. It's like, ooh, that's scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything else that's been happening that I have missed and you've caught?
Have you watched the docuseries called Dancing with the Devil?
No. I think I saw the title. What was that about?
It's about this this group called 7M, and they're kind of like a social media group. They did like dancing TikToks and stuff.
Oh, this, yes, I heard about it at the baseball game, and a couple of the dads were like, "Oh, I was up all night watching this docuseries," and the other dad was like, "Was it the TikTok one?" And they were that's how I heard about
it. It's so crazy, but yeah, so I just wanted to see if anybody heard about that, and let's see what else. Shoot, there was something I wanted to ask everybody.
Did you ever finish Vanderpump Villa?
No, I did not.
They actually had a reunion. Oh my god, it's just as you thought Marciano and the Stassi wannabe girl, forget her name, Hannah, just as they were getting better towards the end of the season, oh my god, you're gonna literally going to James Kennedy throw tomatoes at the TV. They're horrible. So bad. Like, the guy, like, Marciano's calling people out, like, on their looks and like, gross things like that for anyone to say, but a man to say to a woman. Hannah is trying so hard to be, like, an evil version of Stassi and Lala. It's very thirsty and pathetic, and she got it wrong. I think anytime you're trying to play a role, it's just going to come off as inauthentic, but it was infuriating, but...
Yeah.
So.
I also, like, it's still on my bucket list for either, like, I know we're super busy during this summer, but maybe, like, a late summer, early fall trip to Tahoe.
Yeah. Well, it would be beautiful then. And I guess the lake is always cold there, but maybe, like, you know, late summer it'll be, like, warm. I mean, I went in the lake in the mountains in Washington.
Well, I mean, Sarah, like, we can do a cold plunge.
I mean, we did Big Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, cold plunge.
Yeah.
Once you get in, it's fine.
It's fine.
Well, this last weekend in Washington, there were people that got out, but they're, you know, pussies. Oh, I'm cold. I'm like, well, I got a tan, actually, and
that's
I was
like,
not cold.
It's like when you go to the river, and people are like, the water's too cold. And it's like, yeah, it is actually cold, but when it's freaking 110 out, you get your ass in. You know, like, it's like, you figure it out.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Totally.
It's a dry air. It's a it's a cold, cold. All right, and what else?
That's it, I think.
Well, okay, speaking of summer, with the temperatures starting to warm up and the lakes and the rivers, we are excited that summer is around the corner. Technically for us, it's already here. We've already done a lot of summer things, right? But, you know, we're getting ready for the rest of the summer, looking forward to these summer months and spending time at the pool, the beach, the lakes, the rivers, all of it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I just did a camping trip. I was hiking, not by choice, but by survival, and lakeside and on the lake floating in cold water but very hot sun. So I made sure I had my apostrophe sunscreen with me. So if you're looking to get your skin glowing as well in time for summer, it's time to get started with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode.
Yes.
Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin. Whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history. Then you snap a few selfies and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even back, chest, and body acne. It treats breakouts from head to toe. My skincare goals are to kind of prevent aging, improve any signs of aging I've already experienced. So I was able to express my concerns with an expert dermatology team and come up with a plan to suit my requirements and desired outcome, hence the sunscreen that I'm using. It was very simple to sign up, consult with an expert dermatology team, and get my treatment plan, all without having to leave my house, which is key. So we have a special deal for our audiences. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pumpers. When you use our code PUMPERS, that's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So again, to get started, just go to apostrophe.com. That's apostrophe.com/pumpers and click get started. Use code PUMPERS at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
Woohoo! All right, so Billie Lee clapped back with some receipts, with some timelines, with some stories. She had witnesses with her, T, who was seen on the show and who has been friends with Sandoval up until recently. So Sandoval came out and blocked Billie Lee, blocked Billie Lee's co-host, who he barely even knows, but he has not yet blocked T. So she's, and it's funny, because I'm sure he will, because she talks shit on him. And not even like she's talking shit to talk shit. She's just telling truthful facts. And
yeah, I thought she did a really good job of, like, just sounding, I don't know, like, I would, if I was him. Yeah, if I was him, I would be mad, and I probably would, like, block her after this. But she came off just very, like, if you looked up authentic, like, in the dictionary, she was very authentic. And, like, she just, like, she said, like, I don't care either way. You know, like, I'm just telling it how it was.
Well, and I know several people that are from Hawaii, and they are direct, no bullshit, call it like I see it kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny that you mentioned, okay, the last time you were on here, T, which was a while ago, Sandoval ended up getting mad and was telling Billie Lee, cut that part out. That's embarrassing, when they were talking about his dick not being that great or something.
Yeah.
I think T said it was like average or nothing to write home about. And he got his feelings hurt. I'm just shocked he knew how to like find her podcast and listen.
He probably didn't. Someone probably sent it.
I'm sure. So, okay, yeah, that's how they kind of start that. He kept wanting to pursue like things with T. He was still calling her in December, even after he'd met Victoria. He was wanting to meet her mom. He was calling T from Thailand, being like, check out my hotel. And then Billy Lee said, oh, he's cheated on Victoria several times. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, they kept on trying to call Victoria manic. But from the way they describe Sandoval, he sounds a little manic too. Like, he's kind of all over the place, and the calling at all hours, the sleeping, it was like
can't be alone.
Yeah, the picture that they and like constant like talking the whole time he's on the treadmill.
Yeah. So, oh my God, just focus on your work. I can barely. I mean, props to him. He's in shape enough to do that. I'm like, someone asked me a question, and I'm working out on a treadmill or Stairmaster. I'm like, what? I'm not having conversations. Yeah, T said Billy would call T after something would happen with Sandoval and Victoria. Every time she'd call, like, she would, something happen, T said Billy would call me and tell me exactly what happened. So that's, you know, it's kind of a implied witness there, because she said, I have months and months and months of this, of stories, and, you know, Billy would tell T this all the time, and T would do the same thing, because T basically said she didn't like being alone with Sandoval because he, like, has no personality, or he's a bad conversationalist. So she said, as soon as we would wake up, I'd text Billy, like, can you come over right now? He's awake. I thought that was funny.
That is funny. What did you think about the part? So Billy reiterates again, and we've heard her say this before, but that she truly did everything over at the house. Like, and she's wasn't on the payroll, but like she said, like she constantly was cleaning up. Like, if Sandoval was there all the time, like, why could he not do this? So Maya and Kitty would like poop and pee on the rugs
and where it smelled. And yeah, she said, I grew up in a like poor trailer park, and that trailer is cleaner than this house. And I'm a little mad at Ariana for this, and that we all saw that paparazzi thing, but now she tells the context behind that, that he had asked her to come over. Oh, that Billy had texted Ariana saying, hey, I guess someone needs to come over and like walk the dog and clean up the, you know, wood, take care of the pets. Sandoval was gone or something, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so she texted Ariana saying she was going to do that, and Ariana texted back saying, great, like, thank you, I love you, but I hate him. Okay, so she does that. So it should have been of no surprise when then there's paparazzi pictures of Billy Lee and Sandoval walking outside
that
of
or
the house.
Exactly, or Ariana needs to provide another option. Like, she could have come back and said, like, actually, I'd prefer that I already set up this person to take care of my pets, you know, or whatever it is. But like to sit back and let the animals be taken care of by Billy and then also throw her under the bus was like, that's pretty shitty.
Or said, look, I thought you were just going to take care of the pets. I didn't know you were palling around with him. You need to choose like something.
Right.
But it just, she said, and after that, the paparazzi took those pictures, she just blocked her, and Billy said that's when she lost all of her friends. So that really sucks. And I liked your point too. If I was so isolating and terrible and all these, you know, upset, why is his cousin and assistant still super close to Billy, texting her up and even after all of these, the Up and Adam go live, he's texting her and everything. It's like, yeah, and why did T say, we never argued, we never had any issues over Billy? So, like, she's not isolating, you know, Tom when he was with T. It's just nothing adds up, and I believe Billy Lee, and yeah. Also, she said, this I love, because I never understood this with Ariana. She said, I wasn't around for most of that affair because I was back in Indiana seeing like what I thought was the love of my life. So I wasn't even there. But Kyle Chan, who knew about it for months, Ariana's still friends with.
Yeah.
Like that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you have one standard for different people?
I have, like, just still a very big beef with Kyle Chan. I feel like it really, like, even in this podcast, they all kind of, like, backed their accusations up and were like, but he's a great friend. Kyle's a great person, a great friend, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, which is it? Like, I truly can't, I don't get it. I don't, everyone is like, Kyle, Kyle, Kyle. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. And like T and Billy, like they listed the several people that got the fake vibe. Even that girl that like wrote in that had receipts and mm-hmm. Billy said, oh, I know she's telling the truth because he said the exact same statement that was so specific about I need to date someone more famous than me, a model, you know, like with more clout. Like that was so specific, right?
Yeah.
She knew the girl was telling the truth. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm with – there's more to the story because when Billy corrects the telling of that he tried to drug blah, 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 she told a story that makes sense that Tom told her. Like, yeah, when we were in Vegas and Kyle took an Ambien, and we've all heard these Ambien stories. Like, you still love that Megan girl that would tell her Ambien stories, right?
I have so many Ambien stories. Like, I can back that up as someone who has taken Ambien – and Chad can too. It is crazy. And it's true. Exactly what T said is true. If you don't take it and go to sleep, there will be a problem.
It's like, yeah, if you miss that window, fucking Tylenol PM does that. If you miss the window,
like
you go a little crazy.
Like, I woke up, like, in my, when I was living downtown, like, in that high rise, like, on a different floor. I'm not, in the elevator corridor. Very bizarre.
So, Sandal told Billy Lee that Kyle took an Ambien and it, like, made him, like, kind of act a little cray-cray, a little spicy. And, like, he was getting kind of frisky with Sandoval, but Sandoval just laughed it off. And he likes getting hit on because it's flattering. And so that's the story. But then somehow Victoria twisted it into Kyle drugged Sandoval and tried to take advantage of him. So totally different story. But you can see that sounds like a telephone game situation. Mm-hmm. So
and yeah. like I'll take Victoria's side on that. Like if I heard that and like that's how I took it, 100% she should be upset and be calling it out. But I think that it does sound like a game of telephone. And until we hear from Sandoval, I feel like that's what it is.
So I wonder if Kyle has an open relationship with his boyfriend because he's been with him like, what, 12 or 15 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's cheating. Maybe that's why he stood by Tom because he's cheated himself. I don't know. Just speculating. Oh, okay. So let's see.
And then they kind of addressed the whole thing when Kyle said that Billy has pulled the trans card and how gross that whole thing was. And I'm glad she said something about that because I was literally, my mouth was open. I could not believe the things that he was saying. I was I don't think he could hear himself. I'm sure like playing that back, he would walk all of that back. Like we've all been there. We've said things where it's like you didn't mean it like that, but I'm glad she...
No one's gonna... I knew exactly probably what happened, and any one of us would... Of course she's gonna say, yeah, I'd be happy to wear it, because I'm gonna be, you know, running this affair, and because she runs events and stuff, so she gets, you know, seen and be seen, and she's photographed, and she shoots things. So it's a fine thing for her to say, but, yeah, she said, no, I don't pull the trans card. She goes, I did on the girls' night. And so she took accountability and ownership that she pulled the trans card on that girls' night in that we went to.
And, like, to be fair, like, she probably did say, you know, like, look, like, I have an angle that would be, like, amazing to display your jewelry. Like, I don't think that that's pulling that. I don't think it's pulling the trans card. It's literally who she is and, like, what her platform is. So, I think if you're talking business with someone, you would be like, well, look at, like, here's my audience. Like, this is what, I, like, so I feel like that was, like, a twisted conversation, too.
I like that she called him basically a star fucker and a clout chaser.
Yeah.
She said, it was interesting, though, to hear when she, you know, said, yeah, I pulled the trans card over that girl's night in, you know, what was that, 2018, 2019 or something, and it was interesting, you know, because she got mad at Katie, because they made it seem like Katie created the list of the girls invited to, it was when girls were taking over for See You Next Tuesday, because James was on the outs, and the girls were like, we'll do our own music night, we don't need James.
And weren't and, we were there for that.
Yeah. Yes, that's when I had to drive to Laughlin at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Straight from Sur, which, you know, you have done many times as well. So, but she said that it wasn't even, she found out later, it wasn't even Katie that made the list of the girls invited. It was production.
I feel like that's when production put the ladder right by me and like the light almost fell on me. And I was like literally 9 months. I like gave birth like a week later to Daisy.
Okay. So what year was that?
2018.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. That was.
Yeah. So I thought
so crowded. So remember, Lala's butt was right in front of us at that latter moment, and I was like, "Damn, look at her ass!"
And she looked so beautiful that night. Like, whenever I look at Lala and like I think of like how pretty she is, I think back to that moment because I mean, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting because if you think about all the lawsuits going on right now with production, with the Bethany and the, you know, all the allegations for production to leave out Billy when that was Billy's season, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like it was two seasons later or whatever, and she was working there. She was the host. So that's a little bit of a discriminatory claim.
But that's how, that is the work that we see from production that is like, so like that is well thought out, that it like, you know what I mean? Like to create, cause that made her feel a certain way. It created a giant reaction. It created a, like, otherwise it would have just been like girls night in, we're wearing our sexy pajamas, you know, like, but they created a story out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good. Like that's horrible that they made her feel like that, but like, damn.
Yeah. Okay, Billy said one time Victoria saw a text come through from Kyle saying to Sandoval that Victoria saw the text. Oh, is she having another one of her like manic psychotic episodes? So that's kind of another
testimonial. Like, this is why I feel like if you want to keep your relationship intact, you cannot tell your friends, your circle of people, the things that your partner does, because it absolutely, like if I was telling Sarah all the time, like, oh, Chad's flying off the handle again about something, like, it literally, it like ruins it. And then everybody is talking about it because they see it happening. They're trying to support you, but then like they're thinking bad of your part. Like you got to like protect that, your partner a little bit. So I'm like, ugh, it just, and I feel like that was kind of the theme of this podcast, too, that T was really trying to drive home Billy and their podcast host was like, what the choices that Sandoval has made, the things that he has said, and then, like, the actions that have happened with everybody supporting him and helping him, and then for him to throw Billy under the bus is, it's, like, borderline unforgivable because it's, like, how do you, like, that is a major character flaw to not recognize that she went above and beyond for you.
He's not going to last with Victoria. Guess what? He just lost out on a lifelong friend that he's been very close with for 7-8 years, probably.
And, like, I thought it was interesting, too. I watched the YouTube of it, and she, like, multiple times, like, couldn't even talk because she's like truly like still so hurt over the betrayal that he has laid upon her, you know, like with choose, like, taking her word over this and really bringing this public. So I feel bad.
Yeah. She said, Billy Lee said, everyone knew the cameras didn't work because Billy was constantly asking Tom to have it fixed to get the hard drive it needed. So Victoria always knew that the cameras weren't being recorded. T said, even I knew. And this has been known for many months, and Victoria came in later, so everyone knew. So her little camera story just doesn't add up.
That
either.
Is like, I'm sorry, but that house with where it's, and Billy referenced this later in the podcast.
Yeah.
They should absolutely, like, I feel like it kind of blew up their spot a little. And I think she even said, like, well, they better get it now because now everyone knows there's not a camera. But,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, that's kind of a safety concern for me. Like,
it's an easy getaway from their house because it's right on the corner of a busy street and on the edge. So there's the whole side where there's no neighbors that can see what you're doing.
It's scary. Yeah. So we have a camera at our house, and we've had two different ones, but we have one right now that's like a little bit of like a knockoff brand, I would say. And the other day, a man knocked on our door, and it was just me and the girls home. And like, I didn't recognize, it was like a giant dude, you know? So I was like, oh my God. But the scary thing about my house layout is if I don't answer the door, all the man has to do is take one step and like, you're at my like sliding door for my bedroom, and I have a wraparound house, like yard. So he could just walk around and go right into, like, everything was locked, but it was like very scary because I didn't know which way he went. And so I was like, yeah. God, like there's something about that just makes your heart go like, shit, like this, like, what am I going to do if something happens? You know, I don't know that when they were talking about the cameras, I was thinking about that. And I was like, Chad, you need to set our stuff up so I need to be able to see what's happening.
And you have the outer gate you can keep closed, right? They can't get in.
It doesn't, like, you can just reach your hand in and unlock it. So, yeah, that's, so I immediately.
Oh, my God. Anyone that would do that would be, if he did that, that's already invasive.
Well, I mean, like, they open, like, it's always closed. So he opened it to come in. So it was, like, that's how you get to our front door. But there's a doorbell on the outside. So I wish she would have pushed that. And then I could have seen on my camera. But it was, yeah, I was like, Chad, I need a locked thing. Like, even if I do it with, like, a freaking bike lock or something, it's like, it was scary. Yeah. I think it was just, they, like, put new internet in our neighborhood, so they've really been, like, coming to the door and, like, knocking. So I think that was it, but it was scary.
It's invasive, though. When I was in Huntington, the fucking Frontier people, which I didn't have, but they were so overselling it. And I'm like, and they're like, you know, they ask questions that might be normal questions, but I'm like, you're also profiling me right now.
I know.
Are you the decision maker? Is your husband? Is like, I'm not fucking answering your questions. And then I look like a psycho, but
well,
I'm like,
I know. Well, and what happened was, as I was nice to a lady the other day, cause I felt bad. So I like was stood there and talked to her for a second, and big mistake, because now they probably like, this lady's close to doing it, you know?
So you know what happened to me yet? At the casino, it just reminded me of you helping a lady.
What?
I just helped this lady. I was playing a slot machine, and she noticed that I didn't have my card in. And she came over, and she was like a Russian accent or something. But it was like, she looked like a grandma or something, you know? Like, she's like, can I ask favor? She's, you know, I'm trying to do an accent.
Yeah.
But she's like, can I put my card in here? She goes, I've spent everything. So since you don't have your card in, could I put my card in and I'll get the points? And I thought, oh, well, that's reasonable. I'm like, sure. Because, you know, I always tell you that, or like, give me your card and I'll rack it up.
Yeah, I love that.
So then she sat there and watched me play it. You know, anytime it would like ding, she'd be real like, ooh. And then finally, like, I was kind of like getting done with the pressure. I was like, I'm just going to see him. Cash out.
Sometimes that will ruin it.
Yeah, totally. Because she's watching. And that's, we don't like an audience.
No.
But she came up before I did that. And she's like, okay. She's like, see, you got me up to here. Now I'm good. And I was like, really? I'm like, because I feel like I play 6 hours and I earn $11. And it's like, that's spins. So she takes it. She's like, well, I was wondering and kind of hoping what would happen if you got the jackpot. You know, it's my card. And I was like, you did have a bad motive.
Oh, my God.
I think if I hit, like, a jackpot, she was going to claim it and be like, She's trying to steal my money or
Oh
something.
my
She
gosh.
said it. I'm like, why? I mean, fortunately, all they'd have to do is point to the cameras and they would see me sitting there before. And then I was like, what? What? Like 4 times to her because I couldn't understand what she was trying to ask me. So it would be very clear if we just looked at camera footage. But
Yeah. Oh
I
my
was
gosh,
like, you said that to me.
they're gonna have to start making the announcement like if there's an unclaimed baggage,
Yes.
like do not touch it. Like
Yes. And like, if someone
don't
asks to
share
put their card
cards.
in, do not
Yeah.
share. Yeah.
Oh my
Like,
gosh.
yeah, so I'm not going to do that again.
Oh my
Unless it's a
goodness.
friend. Well, even then, I don't know if I
Yeah,
can trust you to not claim the jackpot.
so I got to I played for like I probably paid for like 15 minutes in Laughlin. Like Chad arrived like super late, but anyways, I went down and there were some new machines that I had so much fun on. I was supposed to go down to San Diego today and I texted Sarah and I was like, dude, I want to hit the casino. Like I actually even like downloaded an app to try to like get the feeling at home, but the games are not the same. They have all these games now where you like build up these little like balloons or something. Like it was so
Like the
fun.
pigs, the exploding
Yes,
pigs.
like that.
That's
There
the one I've been winning. That's the one I've been
Yes.
winning on.
Yeah, I won a little bit too. Like I like had a 20 and then I turned it into 60. It was so fun.
It's like, nope,
Yes, isn't and
nope.
then it pops.
And then it explodes. Yeah. Well, I've lost a lot of money because I won a lot of money. So now that's where I go to.
Yeah.
And but yesterday, because I was only going because I had a $100 free Target card. I'm like, I gotta get the Target card.
Dang,
I'm like,
yeah.
and I had some free play, so I'm like, I'll play the free play. I'll get the hell out of here. And I played the pigs, and usually it's just 6 games, but it kept exploding, so I got 24 games, and then I left ahead. I was like, this never happens.
See, you guys, this is probably like a very niche conversation for gamblers.
Sure.
But some of you have reached out and said that you like it. So my idea is when we go to Tahoe, like we're gonna do like a little segment, and I'll show you guys how awesome Sarah is at gambling. I watch her and then I move away and then I get my vibe going. It's super fun.
You guys, my friend took their son who is 18. There's only one casino here where you can be 18, and the fucker got like 13 or 14 grand. I'm like, this is not fair.
I can't
Experienced
even.
gamblers like ourselves are
I
not
can't talk
hitting
about
that.
that. Yeah, I can't.
I can't either. And then so she came down, a couple weeks ago, and we all went, and she's like, no, I figured it out. You got to do this in the high rollers. I'm like, we talked about this. We're not going to do the high rollers anymore, and blah, blah, blah. She goes, no, I do the minimum. Oh, because he and I were wanting to leave, and she's like, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. And I was getting into my bully stage at this point. I'm like, no, now. Like, I was done. Because I
Yeah.
spent too much, and he wanted to go. And, anyways, I just stood behind her because we all hate that. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do the worst thing in the world I could possibly do. Stand behind her and watch. It's such a horrible feeling. And she was playing like the lowest minimum amount. And then I had to eat my words because she won it like, not massive, but like
What?
went from
Tell
like,
me what it was.
well, she was at like 800 or 900 and got it down to 150. And then when she insisted on staying, and I was like, no, she did it. And like within 3 hands, got it back up to 900. And she's like, you have to do this and this and this. And so then I took her word for it and did exactly what she did on the 2 different machines I saw her winning on. And I fucking lost.
No.
So we can tell people, go play this, and then they'll fucking lose. Because she didn't win on the exploding pigs, but then I did find her to keep trying. So,
So yeah, the same thing. So I had fun. Like I said, I played for a second. So I called my parents. I'm like, you guys come on this machine. It's like an ATM. Like come over. So my dad hardly had any money to gamble with. So he gets on the machine. I tell him to loses and like looks at me like like it's my fault. I'm like,
yeah, I know. There's so much pressure. I don't like to tell people.
I'm like, yeah, I yeah, it was horrible. But
It's all, I know that feeling so
yeah, he moved on to something else and did okay. But I was like, ugh. Awkward.
yeah. Okay, so it was interesting to know Billy is the one that introduced Sandoval to Jason.
I had a hard time with this part.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting that Jason said he was getting hit up by people that weren't getting paid and stuff. I'm assuming the band, Jason's band manager. So when Tom's like, I pay for the band's practice, for their travel, for it's like, but you don't.
I mean, and you have
you're broke.
Yeah, and you have to think about like all of the things that that entails. So like the van, the gas for the van, like all like things that probably people normally would like expense. And he probably wasn't paying it back as quickly because shit was not going well.
Yeah. Well, the airfare and the hotels and the car rentals.
It's a lot. And she said, like, it was drying up fast. And I get that.
Well, his endorsements dried up, understandably. But then he started to get slowly but surely a few meetings that you got to go. And everyone was noticing, right, that he was flaking. He's always sick. They both, T and Billy Lee said he's never sick, ever sick. And then as soon as he started hanging out with Victoria and started drinking and partying again, he's sick every day. And missing important meetings, which he needed the money.
And, I thought this whole segment was, like, worrisome because, you know, quote, unquote, sick. You know, it's like, is he hungover? It's like, I don't know, like game recognizes game. When you're partying and you wake up the next day, you don't want to go to a meeting. You want to sleep it off. You want to, you know, it's like the last thing you want to do is be up and at him and at a meeting, you know? So
yeah,
it definitely doesn't sound like he's in the healthiest rotation right now. You know, like, I don't know. That was crazy.
Yeah. And then more to the isolation, she said she got, Billy always liked it when he had a girlfriend because that meant he would like give her a break because he's very codependent, wants someone around him all the time. And they got to the point where too, where she said, you need an assistant, I can't be doing all these things. She was never on the payroll, so she helped him get the assistant and she trained the assistant herself for a couple weeks. I don't know, it just goes to show like everything that she did for him. And then she said he's very, like, treats Josh, his cousin slash assistant, very poorly and dismissive, like he's not important enough. And she'll, like,
not,
that was
just
so
not having, like, a grateful heart, which I think, like, yeah. I can put up with a lot. I've been an assistant for many years, and I can put up with a lot. If someone says thank you and they mean it, I will do everything I have to do all day long. But if someone acts like I owe it to them or something like that, it's like, game over, dude. Like, do it yourself. So I thought that was really sad. The other thing that, like, ticked off in my brain, and this is probably so obvious and stupid, but do you remember on Nick's podcast when he was talking to Sandoval and he started gushing over Victoria and was like, she's so giving, like, like, someone was sick the other day, and, like, did he bring her soup or she brought soup? Like, I remember him literally.
She brought soup.
And, like, and Billy, like, really brought that up about how she love bombs and, like, loves to bring, like, flowers or, like, really make it obvious that, like, here, like, this is for you. And it brought me back to that episode, and I was like, ooh, like, that's how she got him. And then, like, slowly she turns crazy, you know?
Yeah, and then she won over his best friend, Billy Lee, who's always there and in the house, unlike Kyle, who only comes around, like, once a month. She bought her flowers when her car was broken into, and, like,
yeah,
that's all, you know.
But it's, like, it's also funny, like the bringing soup when someone is sick, like, that's super nice, but, like, when things happen to you, and, like, you're down and out, and, like, your car breaks, someone breaks into your car, or God forbid, you know, something happened. It's like, sometimes flowers don't help that. You know, like, sometimes it's, like, something more thoughtful, like, let me, like, give you a ride, like, what do you need, or, like, let's get those cameras up, or let's figure, you know, it's like, I don't know, yeah. When they were describing the way.
Let me call State Farm for you and get you to replace store.
Or, yeah, like, do you need help, like, do you want me to add you to my AAA, or, you know, like, something like that, where it's like, oh my God, that's so freaking nice, you know?
Yeah.
I also like twitched when T mentioned, like, we used to hang out, like, all the time, like, go to Magic Castle, like, I still have not freaking been there. And I feel like that's so Hollywood. I know it's, like, a little, like, out of style now, but you've been there, right?
No.
You haven't?
No, my aunt used to run it, though.
Damn.
But it was by the time I moved out here, she was running like the, what was it, Laugh Factory in Costa Mesa, something in Orange County, but she used to run it up there, and so she knows all the, I'm like, no, I have never been.
I kind of want to go. The other thing that I have in my notes that I was kind of LOLing about is when Billy plays like a voice memo from this girl, and like they disguise the voice, but some of the stuff that like they were saying, like when they would pause it, had me cracking up, like how Sandoval's kind of into like a boy like haircut.
Yeah. Well, he told her. Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I just wanted to bring that point up.
He slept. Was it her or T? No, it was this girl. He slept with her.
Yes.
As she's like in his bed naked, he's telling her how he has to, like, his next girlfriend has to be more famous than him. And so that she's not writing his coattails, but he said cocktails instead of coattails. And like he wants her to be a model.
So imagine you're that girl. Like, so he just like effed you for fun, but like you're welcome, girl. Like,
and that's fine, but don't then tell this girl about your next girlfriend needs to be all the things that you're not. He's like, no, but I like you because you know, you kind of have that lesbian boy look. Or
yeah, I feel like it's so typical Sandoval. Like he like, you know, he's all, you know, at the end, he's like feeling all like high, and he sits there and he
threw her a bone or something, literally.
Yeah. But like he's sitting there like doing his to-do list in bed with her. Like, it's just like, he's like, next for my next one. Like, it's like, ew.
Get girlfriend with clout. Oh, like, oh, cause Ariana rode your coattails? Oh, it's okay.
Like, does he use like a little washcloth to like clean up after and like throw it on the ground for like Billy and his assistants to pick up? Like, gross.
It's the tea towel invitation he uses.
The tea towel, yes.
I think he thinks Ariana rode his coattails and became famous because of him. But no, Sandoval, people only tolerated you because they thought, well, it can't be all that bad.
Exactly. It made us all question, like, okay, like, we're missing something. It made us think.
She did a real mind fuck on all of us.
Yes. And I truly think, like, she would say sorry to all of us for that.
She should. She should. And I think we should tell her.
Yeah.
So, the other thing, Billy Lee said Tom secretly records Victoria during their fights because she gets so crazy. My first brain cell went to, he's still illegally recording his girlfriends? What the fuck? You learn nothing? You think everyone's doing this out of spite and vengeance? No, it's against the fucking law, Sandoval. It's immoral. You shouldn't record people without their consent, you fucking asshole.
And 100%, if I was Victoria and I already had a tendency to fly off the handle and I heard this and I heard them like laughing about it, I would say, first of all, I'd grab his phone, and then unfortunately I'd probably like slam it to the ground and like ruin all the evidence. But I would be so mad. I would be like, how could you let them all laugh at me like that? Like, he's telling all of these people behind her back that she's psycho. It goes back to the thing, like, you, and like if he was truly like this, right? Like, this, it seems like this is his personality. He had to have been doing this with Raquel. And we've heard from through the grapevine that there was that they broke up a couple times and they would fight and everyone would talk about it. We've heard this. Yeah. I truly think
they unfollowed each other, and they evaded that question that Adam tried to ask.
Yes.
Why'd you guys unfollow each other? Was there a quarrel?
Yes.
And they evaded it. If it was me, I don't think I would shatter it. Or I would shatter it and then go to a forensic phone expert and get all the data.
Oh, totally.
I would try to grab it and run out, and I'd be screaming, like, you know, police, blah, 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 so that he couldn't attack me and rip it out of my hand. and well, and get it's, away. And then I'd get all the info.
And it's crazy that he's worried about that. That he's worried.
Yeah.
Also, while he is out of the country right now, I'm sure he has an iPad or something that's connected to the cloud. I would be taking that to someone before. Like, I would not act mad about this at first. I would do exactly what you said. I'd get everything I needed, and then I would go berserk when he came home.
Yeah, like Ariana totally would not have done that the way she went down. I would have had the phone, went in the bathroom, saw what I saw, said, I'm getting the fuck out of here, would have went home, grabbed a bag, got in a hotel room where he didn't know, and got all my ducks in a row.
Yep. Totally.
And yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, and I either would have been psycho by myself and like and that way, or I would have called a trusted friend and said, let's do this in the hotel room, turn off locations, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, if I couldn't trust myself because I was feeling
psycho. Turn off Wi-Fi. Turn off airplane mode.
It's stealth mode. It's go time.
The drive out of state. Anything.
Totally.
Get on a plane. Do it there.
Yeah.
Don't just tell him and let him rip it out of your hand.
And then share an Uber.
Yeah, share an Uber.
A Lyft.
God. We could have given you a ride, Ariana. We were right there.
Yeah, God.
We were ready to leave.
Yeah, everyone was.
Billy Lee said, I thought it was, and we kind of talked about this, it was interesting, like, if I was trying to isolate Tom, okay, and then if I truly thought Kyle drugged him and tried to take advantage of him, why would I include Kyle in like their little intervention meeting with the three closest people to Tom? Jason, Billy Lee, Josh, his assistant.
Unfortunately, the receipts for that to me prove she was truly trying to help. She was trying to assemble the best team to help him. And again, like I get Victoria being annoyed. Like I think that's relatable and I understand it, but I don't think Billy did anything like they're trying to claim that she did.
No.
And I feel like she did a pretty good job of proving it. And I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, like this is like their freaking season 12 audition. Like, I don't want to see a Vanderpump Rule like this. But I don't know. I've said this from the jump, but like I love little fights like this when they start when each person talks about everything. I feel like through the years of Sarah and I doing this podcast, we have heard a lot of stories that we've kept our mouth shut about that we know a lot of details about, and little things like this where we were so invested and obviously followed up with people to find out like what the ending was. And there's I'm enjoying, maybe I'm petty, but I am enjoying them bringing all this out.
And I enjoyed that she showed receipts. And if you guys didn't watch the YouTube, because I didn't watch the YouTube, but I have all the screenshots of the text threads that Billy shows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we should post those in the Facebook group and the Patreon group.
Yeah.
So in case, you know, you guys just, because you can just listen off iTunes or Spotify. You don't have to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
And so if you did that, but you didn't see the screenshots, she did show them, and it's a whole thread, and it was started by Josh. It wasn't started by Billy Lee. Josh is the one that was like, he's missing all these meetings. He's sick all the time. He's not paying people. Jason's like, he's not paying people.
And like, to be fair, like, I think this is where Sandoval needs to like take a breath and like look at himself, which he's had a hard time doing this entire time from Scandoval. But, like, that's what an assistant should do. That is what Billy Lee as a friend should do. That's what Kyle everyone did their job except for Sandoval being a good friend and boss, whatever he is, back to them. And then
he didn't show up for Kyle's birthday.
Yeah.
Which they, you know, it was pitched as his birthday. And it was his birthday.
And, like, remember, like, how Sandoval would act, like, kind of like, you know, he would get on his high horse in previous episodes about, you know, like showing up or being there. Like, I feel like his actions are like he's acting different than he normally does. Like they said, he loves birthday. He loves doing gifts for people and stuff like that. So his behavior was 100% out of character. So they did what they were supposed to do.
I have a question. Okay, I'm Googling Kyle Chan birthday because there was a point in there they're like, in that text thread, does he have to go to the Valley premiere thing tonight? But he did show up when we were at Jax's the Valley premiere. Sandoval showed up later.
He usually does. He does. Yeah, like, yeah, he usually does come.
But there was two premiere. Okay, March 14th. Wait, Kyle, 2024. When was the Valley premiere? We'll have to look into that. Because if it's the Valley premiere that they did at Jax's when we were there, Sandoval did show up. So it's pretty shady that he, like, skipped out Kyle's birthday in this meeting, and then he still went out that night.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been the just the show premiere. You know, the private one they did?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
production company one?
But, who knows? But again, anyways. Like, but if, like, that is true, like, I don't think it's bizarre that Sandoval prioritized, like, work, you know, like, helping his friends promote their show versus going to, like, Kyle's party, you know? So, yeah I don't know.
Do you think, so another disturbing thing was that Josh told Billy Lee that Tom and Victoria hired movers to move out Ariana's stuff of the primary. Do you think Ariana gave permission for that, or they just did it? Like, I would be livid. I'm sure she would be livid. At, like, if anyone was touching my stuff without my consent, and also moving it in what is my fucking house. Or do you think she said, fine, if you want it out, you can get movers and pay for it. I don't know. I feel like she would want representation there to make sure there's no fuckery. You know, like either herself or Logan or, you know, someone.
I feel like, and maybe this is me just assuming, but I felt like production did a good job of making her room look so chaotic. But I actually think she was kind of prepared for this. Like, maybe at the root of it, like, she didn't really care. And she's mentioned, like, she doesn't even care if she has to start fresh again. Like, it's like, I think she kind of, like, disassociated from that. But, yes,
yeah.
I totally agree. If they didn't have permission and someone touched my stuff, like, I like can't.
The new girlfriend. Yeah, and I feel like it would have come up at the
and like
reunion or something.
Like, could you imagine being like, why do we have to be in this, like, little shitty room and that room's just sitting vacant? I want to be in there.
Unless they did it after the reunion, like, when she bought a house and then it'll, like, get the shit out of here. She got her own house. Like, maybe that's when they did it. Because if we're talking March, I mean, with all this other stuff.
And, like, it would, like, I can see both sides. Like, I'm not like, firmly, you know, Team Ariana the whole way. It would be annoying. You know, she's, like, literally in limbo. She's in New York. Yeah. She's booked and busy. And it would be frustrating if, like, Sandoval's paying all this money. He's there at the house trying to maintain, and all of her shit is in the way. Like, it would be frustrating, but, like, they would have to partner,
like,
on that.
Like, get a roommate or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Or just clean it up. Like, it probably was, like, stinky and stuff. Like, if the animals were, like, peeing and pooping on things, like, the box, it could be smelly. I don't know.
Or just no air circulation because the door's always closed, the windows are shut.
Or, like when Sheena and Brock were over there and they were, like, picking stuff up, like, it wasn't even, like, it just needed to be, like, gone through and, like, out of the way, you know?
Yeah. Okay, the last thing they dress, and it's really Billie Lee is, like, checked out. She's like, I'm done. And she's like, wait, no, I want to dress the baby thing because I was part of that. So the whole baby thing, they're calling Victoria a liar because T said, I was, you know, hanging out with Sandoval then. This whole conversation was done in September that, yes, both Tom and Ariana have in the past said they would help or they would entertain the idea of helping Billy have a baby, like Ariana's eggs, Tom's sperm.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they got down to it and had a conversation about it, they realized it probably wasn't the best idea. It didn't make sense because, you know, that could jeopardize your friendship. And that both of Billy Lee and Sandoval put it to bed in September, and the decision was made, no, we're not going to go forward entertaining this. Victoria didn't even come into the picture until December. So for her to make a weird claim and deal about it, like, should we tell them? Oh, you say it. You say it. You know?
Yeah.
And then they bring Karamo, into the picture. Like, Karamo said it too. Like, and she explains, she's like, no, we were at this thing, event with Karamo, and he was talking about parenting because he's a gay man that had, you know, so he's talking about his process and that he could help Billy Lee and say, hey, I could give you my sperm. She's like, yeah, Sandoval said that she could give me my sperm, or Ariana. Like, it was like, yeah, people have said, like, just thrown out there. It wasn't like, I asked Sandoval and I want him to be, you know, like, just totally taken out of context. And then Kyle and Victoria, you know, telephone game that shit or exaggerated it of what it was.
I just, like, I feel like the way they brought that up and the way she was weaponizing that news was so gross. Like, I'm not over that. And I don't even think they made a big enough deal about it. Like, it was gross.
Yeah. The implication, like, how it was so weird of her to even contemplate such an idea. I'm like, normal idea.
And then she would backhandedly say, like, after every time she said that, he's not interested in her at all, you know. And it's like,
it's two separate things.
Yeah, like why are you bringing that, like, it was just, it seemed so, like, I would have been so insulted. I just would have.
Yeah,
but yeah, I thought it was a fun watch, listen, and yeah.
Well, that's it for what we've got this week. I'm going to be back with the Summer House 2 in the morning. I'm going to go watch it right now and then probably get into some Love Island. But I'll do Summer House 2, and then I had my notes on Jersey last week, hoping to find time when I was in Washington, and then I just didn't. So I don't know if I should just skip last week or do it all together with the new one. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But there's more to come on Patreon over the next day or two.
Yes. And you guys, yeah,
if Holly and I haven't done like our usual amount on Patreon, we've just been slammed planning for this show next weekend, trying to prep it, make it as fun as possible, figure out how to record it. So those of you that you know, in other states and whatnot, can see it. We can post it to our YouTube or a Patreon or something, or go live with some of you guys. We're busy figuring out all the logistics of the content of the show, the games, the prizes, and how to make it somewhat available, you know, that where you guys can actually hear it. And we'll see. This is the first trial run. So if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
And we'll
learning.
Yeah. And we'll have exclusive Patreon content after, for sure. I know we will.
So you will get your June $3 worth.
Yes.
Do not worry.
And thank you to our supporters.
We're tardy, but we'll still deliver this month. Promise.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just hang in there.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.